Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, a High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket, leading to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. And now we've added a new element to Bassmaster Radio, and that's our video feed that you can find at Bassmaster.com/radio or go to Bassmaster.com and click on the watch tab and then click on Bassmaster Radio. We encourage you as well to like and subscribe to our YouTube page at Largemouth Marketing. That's YouTube Largemouth Marketing. That's the production outfit for Bassmaster Radio. The BassPro.com Bassmaster Open Central Finale is in the books, and it was Nick LeBrun taking home the $47,000 for his win at Grand Lake with a final day sack of over 17 pounds of whopper plopper fish. Now, there is a great backstory about the ploppers that Nick used on day two and three, and I can't wait to share that. Nick is coming up in our Rapala winner circle. Another winner was Cody Huff, the former Bethel University champion that finished first in the Central Open's AOI standing and will debut on the Elite Series next season. Huff was very steady all year, and he's coming up on our show as well. And our old friend Chris Bowes, who has been tournament director of the Open Series for years, has been promoted to vice president of tournaments, meaning he will manage the directors of each of the series. He will join us to discuss his new role and the 2022 Opens schedule. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come and join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference. Get your official Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop, the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. Bassmaster.shop.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And then we're going to get things started with a young man who is a veteran of Bassmaster Radio because he did so well on the college series at Bethel University, including making a classic a couple of years ago, winning the college bracket. Cody Huff has been on the show already a few times. So, you know, he's, what, 23, 24 years old, 22? I don't even know. He's a young guy. But he is now an elite and officially will be an elite in the next few days, whenever it is that everybody has to make the deposits and so on. But he finished first atop the heap in the Central Opens AOY with some very, very steady finishes. And that's what got it done for him, an eighth-place finish at Grand Lake, a fifth-place finish at Smith Lake, and a 25th-place finish at Pickwick, which put him on top of the list. And he joins us now. Cody, welcome back to the show, man. You know, I can't believe anybody that's your age has been on this show three times already.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me. It's every time you're on this radio show, it's always a good thing.
That means you won something or you've done something significant, that's for sure. And we're glad to have you. We're glad to have you in here. 565 points, and it took just about all of them to get it done. Just talk to me about what your mindset was going in to Grand Lake, because you had a fifth and a 25th. We're going to talk to Nick LeBrun in a little bit. He had a first and a second, but he had a terrible tournament at Pickwick, so he doesn't make it to the elites. But what was your mindset going into Grand Lake in terms of what you felt like you had to do?
Going into Grand, I knew I had a chance, but I knew some things would have to go right for me to be able to make it, because I was basically in about fourth place, considering the guys that weren't going to fish that event and everything like that. But I knew I was going to have to catch them good. I figured I needed a top 10 to make it. And luckily, the few of the guys that were ahead of me, they kind of slowed up just a little bit, and I was able to get that top 10 and gain a few points on them. So it was one of those tournaments that I knew I didn't have a choice but to do good. I knew I had a chance to do well. I just I didn't know how good. You know how it is practicing at a shallow lake like that. You get a few bites here and there and get a few bites doing this and that. You don't really know how good it is until the tournament starts.
The interesting thing here is you also fished the Southern Opens. And over there you finished 78, 68, and 97. So I got to ask, is it not knowing those lakes as well, or is there a better field of competition in the Southern Opens than there is in the Central Opens? I mean, come on.
No, I just had a few good events. You know how it is. I mean, it's those lakes that we were on in the Southern Division, I'd never been to hardly any of them. So it was kind of new to me. And the Central Division just kind of set up well. I've kind of been to all those lakes before, kind of knew what to expect. So it was a little easier going to those places and figuring them out.
Now, you have been to a classic in the past when you won the college bracket. But if I were to tell you right now, I'll trade you a first at Smith Lake for a 40th at Pickwick. You missed the elites, but you make the classic. What would your mindset be? You're better where you're at, you feel like, or would you have rather made the classic?
No, I'd rather be where I'm at. It's making the elite series is kind of a dream come true for me, and that allows you to make just to be a little more steady and have a chance to really make a living and grow your career with bass. Being as young as I am, I really like the thought of being in there, and then I could have the chance of making a bunch of classics.
There you go. Yeah, make a bunch of classics is right. Cody Huff with us. He finished first in the Central Open AOYs. Talk a little bit about your preparing for the elites and how long you've been preparing for the elites. You fished at a high level, obviously, at Bethel, but there's sponsorship involved and so on, and you don't really know until kind of late in the game whether or not you're going to be on the elite tour. When did you start kind of working on sponsorships and so on the if come that you would make it to the elites?
You know, it's kind of everything's kind of worked out well for me because I've been fishing so many different circuits prior to this and fishing so many different tournaments, and I've got a lot of partners that I've been working with for a couple of years now, so we've got really great relationships, and they all keep up with me personally and kind of know what's going on, so they knew the possibilities of me making it, and so it's kind of made things flow really easily. We're so early on in things, I haven't got to get everything nailed down yet, but we got a good start on getting all that stuff taken care of.
One of the guys you got is somebody near and dear to our own heart, because we also have Missile Bates, and you got John Cruz and Missile Bates. And I would think, we'll talk about the bait in a minute, but that's a two-part deal. When you're hooked up with Missile, not only do you get a tremendous product, but you also have a partner and a guy that is an experienced tournament angler. And I would have think that John really understands the business, the pro fishing business. And I would think he's a great resource for you besides the fact that he makes a great bait.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a very knowledgeable guy, and he is, he's one of those guys that's really good to have on your side because he's been there and done it for a long time. Good guy to bounce questions off of when you have them. He just knows the game so well. And like you said, on top of that, they make great stuff. So I'm very happy to be working with them again. This second year working with John and Missile, and it's just exciting. It's good to work with companies that you believe in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's a product that you would use anyway. Sometimes it's dangerous. You know what I mean? And you say, look, I'm fishing this stuff anyway, and he's like, well, you're gonna buy it if we don't sponsor you. So,
right.
But it is a great product. Now, do you use the jigs as well, or do you just use the soft plastics?
Mainly just the soft plastics. Mm-hmm. I use quite a bit of the Terminator stuff with Rapala and VMC. So I've been using a lot of their kind of their jigs and hard baits and stuff like that. And I've basically just been using the soft stuff with Missile.
You know, you're the perfect guest for our show because Rapala is another one of our big sponsors here as well. So I'm with you on the VMC and all of the Rapala line of products are just outstanding. The Terminator stuff as well, and
absolutely.
The Arashi glide bait is the best glide bait going as far as I'm concerned, but you know, that's a whole nother deal.
Right.
One of the things about Missile is, you know, that new quiver worm that John came out with in the last year and a half or so, and that's a really versatile worm. I mean, you can use that thing on a Carolina rig, you can Texas rig it, you can use it even if you want to wacky rig it. I mean, that quiver has got a lot of quiver to it.
That's exactly right. I've had a lot of fun playing with it this year. I've been, my favorite way, I like to take that Quiver 6.5 and Nico rig it around brush piles and deep fish. And I mean, even up shallow around docks and stuff. It just seems like that's my go-to just to get a bite, you know what I mean? And it catches big ones too. That's the thing.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Cody Huff with us here. He is going to be in the Elite Series coming up. And speaking of the Elite Series coming up, obviously you're aware of the schedule. When you look at the schedule and you see the two tournaments in Florida to get things started and then, you know, working their way north with Chick on there as well, Pickwick on there as well, which you did well in the Opens. Tennessee River is something that you're very familiar with. How do you like the way this schedule sets up?
You know, I like the schedule a lot. I mean, it's nice. It looks like it's going to be a fish-catching schedule. You know what I mean? It looks like everywhere you go, it's like, yeah, you're going to catch them there, you're going to catch them there, you're going to catch them there. There's not really one of those tournaments you look at and go, oh, man, that one's going to be tough. You know what I mean?
Well, what about going to North Dakota, though? I mean, that might be a little bit tougher size. Is it North Dakota or maybe South Dakota? Or it's someplace.
Yeah, somewhere up there.
Somewhere.
That one there, that's kind of the outlier of the events. I don't know much about that place. I don't think anybody knows a whole lot about it, so that'll be something different.
Well, what we do know is that they got giant smallmouth there. They just said they set a smallmouth record out there as well, and so, you know, for that end of things, you know, they've done some real damage out there. And then, of course, the New York swing, as well as always, you know, that'll come up and you know, especially this year, I would think, you know, fishing out of Clayton on the St. Lawrence, the lake comes into play. Have you had much experience at all in Lake Ontario?
You know, I have not. I've fished two events on the St. Lawrence River, and we're always out of Waddington or Messina. And the lake's actually been off limits every time I've been there. So it's going to be something completely new, being out of Clayton and being able to use the lake. So I'm excited. I think I think that'll be pretty cool. Hopefully we have some good weather when we go up there and just get to have a blast.
Yeah, for the record, South Dakota, by the way. Yeah, I just want to get that in there. I don't want to offend our fans out there in the Dakotas. All right, well, congratulations. Look forward to seeing you on the Elite Tour next year. Cody Huff has been our guest. Cody, who knows, Rapala Winner's Circle maybe next year. We'll get you in one of those interviews too.
Absolutely. I hope so. We'll plan on it.
All right. Thank you. That's Cody Huff.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right. We'll get a break. Speaking of Rapala Winner's Circle, when we come back, Nick LeBrun is in the Rapala Winner's Circle off his win at Grand Lake. That's next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers and styles is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster radio gear. That's profishing.shop.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Holy smokes!
There's a way to the top. Bass Nation.
The dream was to fish the Bassmaster Classic.
Started fishing ponds with my grandpa when I was young. Here I am now, third year on the Elite Series.
There's no way I would be living my dream. There's no way I would be fishing the Elite Tour.
For a lot of the guys that work and the weekend guys, that's your only route. Without Bass Nation, I wouldn't be here today.
Find a club near you at Bassmaster.com/nation.
Bass Nation, let me hear you.
Deals on reels are scary good this October. Buy any Enigma Fishing rod or reel and get the second at 50% off. Only in the month of October. It's like trick-or-treating, only getting the full-sized candy bars. If candy bars were high-performance rods and reels, grab a ghoulish green Phenom Baitcaster and get another at 50% off. Then, pick out a rod to match and save another 50% off your second stick. It's the Enigma Fishing October sale, but you better hurry, because after Halloween, these deals will disappear.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and it's time for a little Rapala Winner's Circle with a guy that, well, you know, on FLW, he has won about $333,000. He's won $76,000 now in five tournaments with Bass. He came oh so close to making it to the elites, but he did get the win at Grand Lake at the BassPro.com Bassmaster Open at Grand Lake, the finale for the Central Opens. And from Bossier City, Louisiana, Nick LeBrun joins us. Nick, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Two on cloud, 932, and man, just can't get over how crazy the past few days have been. Thank y'all for having me.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, and we appreciate you getting the win. And man, not to say that it was tough to finish at the top of the AOI standings, but you had a first and a second. I mean, a first and a second. Second at the Smith Lake. I fished that tournament myself. And yet it was Pickwick that keeps you out of the elites, but you do raise the trophy and get the big check for Grand Lake. But how often do you think back if you had just figured this or that out at Pickwick and had a middle of the pack finish, you know, maybe it would have made the difference?
Yeah, I'm not that guy. You know, Pickwick's in the past, and there's nothing I can do about it. But, you know, the blessing and the silver lining is I knew that I was out of the points after Pickwick, and I knew that I was just going to go out the last two events and swing for the fence and try to get a classic invite. And so, hey, that's exactly how it worked out. So Pickwick wasn't all a bad thing. I kind of harnessed that and got mad at him. So it's all good.
That is tremendous. And you wrote a really good article about, you know, kind of staying on your toes throughout a tough tournament like that. This is that time of year on Southern Reservoirs where we don't get a ton of bites, but it was important to stay focused throughout the day. I mean, it's not only the 3 days of the tournament, but the 3 days of practice leading up to it as well. And just talk a little bit about that, about how important and how difficult it can be mentally to just kind of stay locked in on the task at hand.
Anytime that you're fishing in the fall and the lake is fishing tough and you're targeting a power fishing big bait, you know, big line type technique, a lot of times you have to imagine a bite every cast and you have to expect that. And that can get mentally and physically draining after a few hours because the way I was fishing at Grand, you know, I'd troll wide open around a dock and get back there and make a few casts and then troll wide open again around the next dock. And it was exhausting. It was grueling. But every once in a while, you'd have a 3-pounder that would blow up behind the cable or under the walkway. And yeah. it made it all worthwhile. But you really have to stay focused and almost kind of be expecting a bite every cast that you make. And that can be hard to do, but man, you know, you got to keep that mind in it for sure.
I got to be totally honest with you. This is a true story. You can ask Ronnie more about it. I tweeted about it during the tournament. I'm watching Championship Saturday, and I'm watching you throw that whopper plopper, and it's killing me. I mean, it's literally killing me. I watched till about 8:30, 9 o'clock Central Time, had about an hour of the FS1 coverage left. I hit the record button, and I ran out to the Bassmaster Phoenix and dumped it in the water and just started throwing whopper plopper. I just had to do it. I couldn't stand it, man. I was like, I can't watch this anymore. It was just the weather was beautiful. Hit a couple of docks and hit some riprap and had a couple early on it. That kind of bite went away a little bit. Now, I was throwing the little one, the littler one. You were throwing the big one, though. Is that right? I mean, tell me about that.
Yeah, so in practice, I actually got bit on the 110, which, you know, bass fishermen would call that the medium-sized one.
Yeah.
But on the final day of practice on Wednesday morning, I experimented with the 130, and I decided that the 130 came through the rougher water and the choppy, the windy banks a little bit easier, and you could retrieve it slower. And I had two big ones Wednesday on the 130, and so I said, well, I'm going to rig up both and just see what happens. And every fish I brought to the scales all 3 days were on the 130, you know.
Yeah.
So, that 130 this time of year, when you get bit, it's like reeling it through a bear trap. They absolutely just chomp it, and it's so much fun.
And it seems like, no, you know, and my lake has about the same kind of fish that they got at Grand Lake, and you would think that, you know, a 2 or 3 pounder, I mean, looks like a big bait. You know what I mean? It's a huge bait. And you're not going to get as many bites, but you are going to get the right ones, and that's what was good about it. Now, again, full disclosure, I would have put the 130 on, except for I had emptied my boat before the Smith Lake Open. I fished it as a co-angler, and I had pulled everything out of the boat. And I had only thrown a few boxes back in, and I had my topwater box that had the smaller baits. The 130's got to go in a bigger box, you know what I mean? I put those big 130s, they go in there, you know, with those big pencil poppers and things like that. So I just didn't have one in the boat, or I would have done that. That was cool. Now, you also had, speaking of a co-angler, there's always this interesting relationship between co-anglers and the pros. Some guys don't like to talk at all. Some guys don't communicate at all. Some guys are very helpful. And you had a very interesting situation happen with Jacob Collins on the second day, who was your co-angler, and he kind of helped you out a little bit. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I definitely made a lifelong friend with Jacob, and without Jacob, I would not be sitting here talking to you today. Day one, I've got one 130-size black loon plopper to my name. I've got a bunch of 110s, but I've got one of the 130s.
Yeah.
Well, caught my entire bag on that bait on day one, was pumped about it. Day two, you know, I'm having a tougher morning. A fish blows up way back behind the cables. I hum it in there trying to put a little extra heat on it, and it hits a cable and shatters into 10 pieces. And I picked up the 110 and threw it for about 30 minutes without a bite. And it was in my mind that, man, they want that 130. They want that 130. And Jacob said, look, man, I've got a 130, a bigger one, you know, why don't you just use it? I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to throw top water. I'm going to do something different.
Yeah.
You know, I don't ever want to be doing what exactly what my boater's doing. So just use mine. And I'm like, man, thank you so much. And I put his bait on, caught two big ones right off the bat, and got the momentum rolling and weighed in my entire bag on day two on that bait.
Well, was it
so? Go ahead.
I was going to say, was that Collins' 130 that you used on Championship Saturday too, or did you go to the tackle shop and find one?
No, so I used another 130 that he gave me that afternoon on day two. So he let me keep the original one that I used for day two, but when we got back to his truck, he said, "Hey, man, I'm going to give you another one. And just, you know, that way you'll have it." And, you know, it was brand new. And so I rigged it up and I caught my entire 17 pounds on his other bait on day three.
Yeah.
So, man, just big thank you to Jacob. And, man, you can definitely make some lifelong friends and some brothers out there from the back of the boat. You know, it's awesome guys.
That is a fascinating story. I love that story. We're going to be talking to Chris Bowes a little bit later on today and on the show, and I want to share that story with him because that's the way it should work. And I remember fishing with Kurt Mitchell at I believe it was at Norman, and I had a bite underneath an overhang and didn't hook him, and I said to Kurt, I yelled at him, I said, "Kurt, throw right in there underneath that overhang." "Where?" And I said, "Right there." And he turned around and he whipped it back there and caught the fish that I missed. And he said, "I've never had a co-angler tell me to throw into where there was a fish." I'm like, "Well, you know, you're out here trying to make a living, you know, so I understand it." So that's great part of the story.
Yeah, and, you know, and big hats off to Jacob, because a lot of co-anglers would be like, "Well, hey, I need that bait back, you know?"
Well, you need to send them some. I mean, let's be honest. You won $47,000. Send them a little, you know, three or four whopper ploppers. Come on now. Take care of the guy.
Well, and this is the kind of guy Jacob is. At the end of the day, on day two, after giving me the two baits, he said, "Well, hey, here's your gas money." I said, "Dude, are you insane?" I said, "I'm not accepting a dime from you." And, like, he tried to throw it in my cup holder. I'm like, "No, man, seriously, I owe you. I'm not taking a dime from you, man. You saved me today." So
that's what, great
guy.
That is a great story. All right, finally, you're going to the Classic. I mean, that part of it is one thing. You get the big check, and it's, you're going to the Bassmaster Classic at Legendary Lake Hartwell. Just give me a minute on your emotions about that and what knowledge you have of Hartwell at all.
Absolutely a childhood, adulthood, manhood dream come true. Can't get over it. It's like, it doesn't even seem real, but it's getting more real every show that I do and more every interview that I do. Just to be able to be one of the select few that go to that event as a competitor, it's indescribable. I mean, that's the only way, the word I can keep coming back to is it's indescribable. My wife and my family, they're thrilled. I want it to be as much about them as it is me. I couldn't do what I do without my wife, Jolene, and it's going to be the highlight of my professional angling career, or the highlight of my life owning a fishing pole, for that matter. unbelievable.
What's the plan otherwise next year? Going to fish the Opens again, make another run at the Elites?
Absolutely. You know, it was amazing the level of coverage and the hype that I got out of this win and this Classic qualification, and man, it's definitely got the momentum there on the press side. And I love that. Definitely going to fish at least the Centrals next year. And living in Bossier City, I mean, that's a good schedule for me. So I'm excited about that. And you know, elite qualification would be amazing.
Well, the Southerns aren't too far for you either, so you know, maybe you can come join us over in the Southerns as well. Nick LeBrun has been our guest in the Rapala Winners Circle. Nick, I appreciate you. Congrats on the win, and at the very least, we'll see you in Greenville coming up this spring.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Nick LeBrun. That's outstanding. All right, coming up next, Chris Bowes. He has new responsibilities. Now he's like over all tournaments. I mean, it's really cool. Chris Bowes will join us next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Tom Abraham here from my friend Brian Hammaker and his team at North Alabama Mortgage. Look, buying a home is the biggest purchase you will make in your life, and it can be a bit intimidating, so you want people that can help walk you through the mortgage process and get you the best deal possible. That's what North Alabama Mortgage does, and they do it in Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida, from first-time purchases to refis, conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA loans. They have the solution at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's North Alabama Mortgage. Mortgage.com.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio. And now joined by a guy, well, I've known this guy for as long as I've been hosting Bassmaster Radio, which is going into his fifth year, and he does such a tremendous job over the years as the director of the BassPro.com Bassmaster Open Series. And now he has been promoted to Vice President of Tournaments for all of Bass, which is all of the tournaments that they run. And there's no better guy to do it. He's Chris Bowes, and he joins us now. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Tom. How are you doing? Good to hear you.
I am fantastic. And so talk about this new role, because this is kind of, in a way, I didn't even realize that there wasn't a role like this, but it makes perfect sense to have tournament directors for all of the different levels of tournaments that Bass puts on, and then have one guy to kind of can work together with those tournament directors to kind of keep everything smoothly, you know, running smoothly.
Yeah, no, this is kind of a little bit of a change from what we've done in the past. I mean, obviously, Tripp, you know, was the tournament director for the Elite Series, and he was really my boss as well at the Bassmaster, running the Bassmaster Opens as well. We've kind of morphed it a little bit, you know, not a ton, but in the fact that, you know, I'll be charged now with overseeing Lisa Tallmadge, who's obviously done a fantastic job with the Bassmaster Elite Series the last couple years since Tripp's retirement. She'll continue in her role, just kind of elevated and deemed the tournament director, which is basically what everyone would call her. Excited to have Hank Weldon, who's just done a absolutely fantastic job with the college and high school program. And you just don't even have to look any farther than the Bassmaster Elite Series and certainly the qualifiers that we have coming through 2021 into the 2022 Elite Series to just see what a great job Hank has done. So he'll kind of fill my old shoes at the Bassmaster Opens, really doing the day-to-day operations, as far as those go. John Stewart will, who again, he's done a fantastic job. He's been there literally almost as long as me. I mean, really just weeks apart. So he's got a ton of experience. Our whole department has a ton of experience. John will still oversee the Bass Nation formats, which really include a lot. It includes not only, you know, the standard Bass Nations that have, you know, are virtually every state and been around for years, and actually where I got my start and moved through actually to get my job at Bass. He'll oversee those. In addition, he'll oversee the college and high school program, the kayak, and the team. So there's a lot on John's plate, which is why, and it kind of got lost, I think, in the press release. It was in the internal and very clear, but I'm understanding a little bit more hidden or absent from the exterior press release, right? That we will be hiring someone to manage, we will be hiring a tournament manager to manage the high school, college, and junior programs, and they will fall under the Bass Nation and John's wing, and he'll kind of foster that development, and then our admin team, Gretchen and Nat, some Lauren and Alyssa, they're just so great. I mean, it's just a great team. I couldn't be set up any better.
Yeah, and things don't go very smoothly. It's amazing how, you know, and I've been a part of covering the elites for years, even predating Bassmaster Radio, and I've fished the Opens for the last 4 years now, and it's amazing how smooth it all looks from the front, you know, but behind the scenes, you know, it's incredible how many different moving parts there are, and how you guys can take these tournaments from 300 boat tournaments to 200 boat, opens to 90 or to 100 boat elites, and just make them run so smoothly. But there's a lot of moving parts, I think, behind that people don't really know about.
Yeah, you're 100% right. But what we do try to do, and I think we do a fairly good job of it, is try to really make the transition for anglers from league to league almost seem seamless as far as the parts that we control, the takeoffs, the weigh-ins, kind of the flow backstage, the scoring. Obviously the League Series is our highest profile league, and you know, it gets a little, I would say there's just more banners there, if that makes sense. As far as what we have to deliver as a tournament team, it's really not that different from one event to the other. And we want to, as our anglers grow, and we want them to grow and move up, in competition level and series, in the series, we want to take that kind of unknown out of the not be a factor for them. They got enough to focus on with the fishing and how they're going to dissect the new fishery, especially a newer angler comes in and maybe hasn't been to some of the fisheries and fishing against a seasoned elite series vet that's been to a place a dozen times. You know, they need to focus on that. We don't want them worrying about, you know, what's takeoff going to be like, how's the weighing going to work. They know what that is. We love to have that kind of standardization.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Chris Bowe's with us here and talking about his new role at Bassmaster as they kind of reconfigure the way the tournaments are run. And so each tournament director, though, will still have authority over things like whether we're going out right now or not. If there's bad weather like what you're having right now, that we can hear the thunderstorms there. Classic Central Florida thunderstorms.
I'm going to be honest, we would not be going out right now.
We can do a radio interview. Right, we cannot go fishing, but we can do a radio interview. But so those guys will have that control and so on. And then if there's any kind of disputes and things like that, then that's when it filters up to you. You'll meet and be the tiebreaker maybe in those kind of decisions.
Yeah, that's exactly, what our hopes are. I mean, some decisions are very easy and then others get a little bit more complicated. And I want to be here whether they need help with the easy decisions and certainly when they need help with maybe the more challenged ones. And Tom, I'll be honest, it's in some cases, it's not going to be just me and that tournament director and making the decisions. There's oftentimes, and people may not realize this, whether it be a weather, whether it be maybe a certain type of bait as far as some of our bait regulations and umbrella rigs and things that can get a little bit more challenging. we'll console all of us. I mean, we're a team. I mean, if I get with the lease on site and we're not really sure, we'll call up John or Hank and maybe everybody and kind of say, you know, here's what we're looking at. You know, what are your thoughts? We want your thoughts. I mean, it's important that we do that too, because again, going back to the consistency, you know, especially a bait, like take a, you know, morph of an umbrella rig, which is very popular. It's funny when made umbrella rigs illegal, everybody turned into a bait maker.
Yeah.
So that, you know, they throw all these baits at us, and you know, we want to be sure that if we rule one, you know, either legal to use or illegal, that our whole team, because we all have the same rule, we all want to be on the same page, so that, you know, I'm not over here fishing this tournament trail, throwing it, and then, you know, and then Lisa won't let me throw it at the Bassmaster Elite Series. So
right.
We want to have that consistency and really communication, you know, is ideally fosters that.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Now, we just had Nick LeBrun on, who won at Grand Lake, and he told such a phenomenal story. You know, me, because of my experience as a co-angler and these things, I just love the interaction between the co's and the pros, and in many, many cases, this goes so well. But this was one of the best stories ever, where Nick talked about the fact that early on day two, his whopper popper blew up. I mean, he hit a cable and it just shattered into a million pieces. He had one, and his co-angler gave him the one that he had and said, here, I'm not going to fish it. I'm going to do something different than what you're doing. Gave it to him. Nick made it to the final day. The co-angler then took him back to his truck and gave him two more baits and said, just here, use these. And, of course, Nick went on and won the tournament. And that goes to the spirit of the outdoorsman, the spirit of the fisherman, and the spirit of the opens. I thought it was a fantastic story.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really cool to hear that. It doesn't really necessarily surprise me. I mean, that example is a little bit more dramatic in the fact that Nick won nearly $50,000 and punched his ticket to the 2022 Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Classic presented by Hook. So that makes it. But those types of stories, Tom, and you've been around this enough over the last four plus years to know. I mean, those stories aren't all that uncommon. They may not have quite the results that this case had, but we've seen some tremendous friendships, and that's kind of what I love about running the Bassmaster Opens. Not only, you know, seeing co-anglers and pros, you know, develop these friendships, these lifelong friendships, but even pros, you know, start to travel with people they never, you know, a year ago they didn't even know, and they, you know, they just happen to share a hotel parking lot, which is where 90% of the time the anglers are when they're not out on the water, is out in their boat in the parking lot, and they struck up a relationship, and the next thing you know, they're renting an Airbnb together, and you know, and they may come from two completely different walks of life, and the passion, the shared passion for this sport and chasing these green and brown fish around is a tremendous a tremendous jump starter to new relationships. So it happens a lot. It's really cool to hear, you know, obviously hear a story where it ends with such tremendous results. Yeah. But it's a really cool part about being around the sport is seeing those kind of things happen.
All right, before I let you go, the open schedule is out. We've been reporting it for a couple of weeks now here on the air. It's an outstanding schedule, three divisions again. Everything stays the same. The fees are the same and so on. But as far as registration goes now, from what I understand, Pro and Co's, Life and Bass Nation folks, they can go ahead and get online November 9th and start getting their spots locked in. Call-ins on November 10th, is that right? And then
you're 100% right. Yeah, it starts on the 9th. Usually we start things online. We really try to drive a lot of our business to online, because we can just really be so much more efficient there. Kind of working through the Life Nation members, as you mentioned, 9th, 10th of November, then general bass memberships, 11th and 12th. And these are anglers, pro or co, fishing all three events in the division, prepared to put down their deposit dollars. And then if you're not interested in that, this is where our co-angler uptick really starts to happen, is November 16th, we will start opening for single events. So if you just got one or two that you want to kind of cherry pick here and there at Coangler. You know, we're coming to Sam Rayburn Reservoir in October, and you really want to have an opportunity to, you know, fish with some of the best in the business and learn a little bit maybe about the fishery. Or I know the Florida event, you and I talked before we got on air, the Florida events are always very popular, and people just want to get out of the, you know, get out of the snow or the cold or whatever and come down and have a great time. You know, put down $475 and get 2 days on the water.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need to come down for a month of pre-fishing and then probably stay for a month afterwards to just – and I'm only coming from Tennessee, but I could hang around Kissimmee and that whole area for a long, long time. Chris Bowes has been our guest. Chris, congratulations. You are absolutely the man for the job, and I'm glad to call you a friend, and I look forward to – I'll miss you at the open events that you're not at, but I look forward to seeing you at elite events or wherever else you might be.
I appreciate Tom, and I really appreciate a lot of fans and sponsors, other tournament organizations that reached out over the last few days. I appreciate all the well wishes. We're looking forward to getting into 2022 and beyond. It's gonna be great.
Won't be long now, that's for sure. This thing turns around in a hurry. Chris, I appreciate you. Thank you. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, we'll wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Post Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
The deals on reels are scary good this October. Buy any Enigma fishing rod or reel and get the second at 50% off. Only in the month of October. It's like trick-or-treating. Only getting the full-sized candy bars. If candy bars were high-performance rods and reels, grab a ghoulish green Phenom Baitcaster and get another at 50% off. Then, pick out a rod to match and save another 50% off your second stick. It's the Enigma Fishing October sale. But you better hurry, because after Halloween, these deals will disappear. The deals on reels are scary good this October. Buy any Enigma Fishing rod or reel and get the second at 50% off. Only in the month of October. It's like trick-or-treating. Only getting the full-sized candy bars. If candy bars were high-performance rods and reels, grab a ghoulish green Phenom Baitcaster and get another at 50% off. Then, pick out a rod to match and save another 50% off your second stick. It's the Enigma Fishing October sale. But you better hurry, because after Halloween, these deals will disappear.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of truck or car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Post Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. The final four spots in the 54-man Bassmaster Classic field will be filled in the next 6 weeks. The top three anglers in the TNT Fireworks Bass Nation Championship, November 3rd through the 5th on the Ocheeta River out of Monroe, Louisiana, will punch their tickets. And then the individual champion of the Bassmaster Team Championship, which will be December 8th through the 11th on Alabama's Lake Eufaula, will complete the field. Now, according to Bassmaster.com, more than 50 boats will compete in that 2021 TNT Fireworks Bass Nation Championship. And Elite Series Pro and former Monroe, Louisiana resident Lee Livesey says that there's going to be plenty of water for anglers to cover in this shallow water paradise. He said, quote, "The fish are going to be biting good everywhere, main rivers and backwaters. The water should be cooled down and there should be some fish schooling in the main river," close quote. Now is the time to go to Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes to enter to win the Bassmaster Fall Gear Giveaway, a $10,000 Bass Pro Shops gift card. You can sign up daily for the Fall Gear Giveaway through November 15th and get your official Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop, like 40% off remaining classic gear. Bassmaster.shop is the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. And have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. And take a look at the legendary Lake Series as well. You can even buy Bassmaster radio gear. That's profishing.shop. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the watch button and click on Bassmaster Radio. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.